Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, celebrating the 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, kicking off our 24th year on the air. And we're doing that with our good friend Pete Sepp, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, one of our favorite folks. He's our good friend Pete. Welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. The only thing I've done longer than appear on your show is been married.
Well, I'm glad I didn't preempt that, because that would get me into all kind of trouble. So
That's right.
Well, Pete, it's good to have you back as always. I want to get into the political landscape during our visit, but let's do that after this segment. This segment, I'd like for you to talk to us about where things are from a tax policy standpoint. What's hanging fire? What's out there? What do you see in the near term?
Well, first, the state and local level is important to talk about, because this is now prime time for states to begin planning their next fiscal year budgets, because many states and localities are on a June-to-June fiscal year. That means they're going to need several months beginning now to start thinking about how they're going to make the revenues and expenditures come together.
Mm-hmm.
States can't run deficits like the federal government can.
How bad do we know how bad the states are with regard to coronavirus? Do we know how bad they've gotten?
You know, the statistics keep coming in, Jim, and it is not all gloom and doom. There are some states that are in deep trouble, especially those that depended on income and capital gains taxes for a large share
of
their
revenue. You mean like New York and California, the Egypts of the 21st century?
Yes, exactly.
As when I say Egypt, folks, obviously I mean Exodus. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And there are many other states that are less dependent on those revenue streams that have kept their P's and Q's in order when it comes to expenditures, that are weathering this. They're not doing great, but neither are they suffering as tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
When we take a look at the election results for ballot measures, for example, we can see a pattern. Interestingly, voters in California proved very conservative as far as ballot measures in this election. There was a measure on California's ballot to undo the great Proposition 13 property tax limitation, the one that set off the entire tax revolt in the late 70s and early 80s.
What was his name?
Howard Jarvis.
Jarvis, that's right, yeah.
Howard Jarvis. And voters turned down an attempt to essentially nullify the property tax protections for businesses in Proposition 13. That would have been a catastrophe if it had passed. Voters rejected it. They also rejected a measure that would classify all these gig workers as regular employees and upend the innovation economy. They turned down a measure that would actually have strengthened rent control in California, another very dangerous measure. Now, contrast that with Arizona, where we think voters are a little more conservative. They approved at the polls an income tax increase that's going to raise their state rate to 8%. That puts them in the top 10 of states around the country. Big mistake. But by and large, we had some encouraging results over the discouraging ones. Illinois rejected a graduated income tax that would have devastated the last parts of the small business community in the state, for sure.
Wow.
They really saved themselves some trouble there. In Colorado, well, they approved a new payroll tax to fund family and medical leave, but they also approved an income tax reduction.
Huh.
So mixed bag there.
What's interesting is, I think, maybe heartening, is it sounds like the local, the electorate, the people are paying attention to what's going on inside their states.
Yes, they certainly are. In contest after contest, they're saying, wait a minute, what is going on in our state or in some cases our locality that we need to take direct control of and guide policy?
Do you see this as part of the moderation going on in the electorate, which is what we're going to talk about after the break? Do you see this as a setup to being a more moderate electorate and less progressive than some people would like to have?
Yeah, quite possibly. When it comes to their pocketbook, voters think twice.
When we come back, I'm going to get Pete to give us a little tour of his thoughts on the political landscape after the break. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassen. Pete Sepp is here. He's with the National Taxpayers Union.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.